We're looking at the new 2026 limits for HSAs and FSAs today. We'll show you how to turn health dollars into massive tax savings.
Honestly, whenever I hear about health savings accounts, I just think about holding money for co-pays.
You're definitely not alone there. Only 22% of eligible people under 35 fully use these tax advantages. Most treat them like temporary holding pens, but they're quietly the best tax shelters available.
Better than a standard 401k? Because that's a pretty bold claim.
Mathematically, yes. An HSA is the only account in the U.S. tax code with a triple tax advantage. You get a deduction when you contribute. The money grows tax-free, and you withdraw it tax-free for medical costs.
Okay, you've got my attention. What are the new limits for 2026?
The individual HSA limit is jumping to $4,450. For families, it's $8,950. Plus, if you're 55 or older, you get an extra $1,000 catch-up contribution.
So if I put that money in, I get a tax break right away. But what if I don't have a ton of medical expenses this year?
That's the best case scenario. The secret is that you don't have to spend this money right away. You can actually invest it.
Wait, invest it? Like in index funds? I thought it just sat in a cash account linked to a debit card.
It usually starts in cash, but once you hit a minimum balance, you can invest it. Yet a recent report showed only 15% of HSA holders actually invest their funds.
That's wild. I guess people are just afraid they'll need the cash for an emergency doctor visit.
Exactly. Present bias is huge here. Another stat showed 78% of HSA holders under 35 spend their contributions immediately. Plus, providers often offer dozens of investment options. That just overwhelms people.
Oh yeah, decision paralysis is real. And paying medical bills hurts. It's completely natural to want to use the tax-free money right then and there.
It is natural, but it costs you. If you can afford to pay out of pocket, you should. Let the HSA money stay invested and compound.
And then what? I just have a massive medical fund when I'm 65?
Yes, but here's the real trick. There's no time limit on reimbursing yourself. If you pay a $500 bill today, you can reimburse yourself tax-free 20 years from now.
You're kidding. So I just save the receipt today. Then I let the money grow in the market for decades. And I can cash out later?
Exactly. You just need to meticulously save your receipts. Take a photo and put it in a digital folder.
That's a serious life hack. What about over-the-counter stuff? Can I use it for basic pharmacy runs?
You can. The rules changed permanently a few years ago. You don't need a prescription for pain relievers, allergy meds, or cold remedies anymore.